Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 13th. Happy One Take Wednesday. For those of you who are back into the rhythm of kids going to school, I say bless you. For those of you who are starting your day with me, thank you. For those of you who are seeking to be in God's Word, so that He might reveal Himself more clearly to you, I say, welcome. Our memory passage today is Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. If you can, close your eyes and hear this as a promise from the Lord. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Okay, you can open your eyes now. We are going to move into our scripture reading in Luke's gospel. We are near the end of the gospel. And yesterday I kind of left you in the middle of the story of the road to Emmaus when the disciples were being taught by Jesus himself about who he was, but they don't recognize him just yet. In this passage, it's so interesting to note when they do see Jesus for who he is. And that happens in the breaking of the bread. Such a cute story. Jesus acts as if he were going further and they urge him to stay. And then he presides over the meal. They know he's a holy man, but how holy he is going to be revealed at the end of this passage. Starting in chapter 24, verse 28. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. Let me say that again. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They each asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is reminiscent of the feeding of the 5,000 when Jesus takes the bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it. And also at the Last Supper, when Jesus broke the bread, he says, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so in the exact moment of breaking the bread, he reveals himself to the disciples, and then he disappears because he's in a heavenly resurrected body. It is a physical body. He walked alongside the disciples on the road to Emmaus, but it is a glorified body in that he can walk through walls and disappear. I don't know how to explain it, and I can't wait to see it. All right, let's move on over to Psalm 32. We're supposed to read verses 5 and 6. But I feel like these are good words of asking the Lord for forgiveness. And, well, all the Bible's good words, but I want to read verses 1 through 7. "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. There's so much in both of these passages I would love to talk about. One thing is that the disciples' moment of recognition was in the breaking of the bread, as I mentioned, and the fact that God uses His Word. Jesus had explained to them on the road to Emmaus how the Scriptures spoke about Him. And in that moment of fellowship, He used both of those things to open the disciples' eyes. And so that got me thinking about us and how the Lord uses His Word in our lives and the community of faith to reveal to us who He is. And then finally, moments of prayer with Him, where He opens our eyes more clearly to who He is. So the question I want us to ask today is, Lord, show me where You were working in my life today or yesterday. Show me in these moments where we communicate and commune together. Show me who You are and where You're at work. And then in Psalm 32, just such a good reminder that when we do confess our sins to the Lord, He is faithful and just to forgive us. David describes a time before he asked forgiveness that it felt like his bones were wasting away and that his strength was sapped. I've experienced that kind of brokenness over sin. And then when he acknowledged his sin, there's a definite change. There's this idea of God returning as his hiding place. In verse 6, it's curious language. It says, therefore, let the faithful pray to you while you may be found. And I went to Alan Ross's commentary on this because, the question is, well, can't the Lord be found at all times and all places? And the answer is yes. But in this psalm, what David is getting at is the fact that when we feel that conviction of the Holy Spirit, now is the time to confess. This is what Dr. Ross says. One would say theologically that God is always present and can always be prayed to in any time of need. But the Bible uses languages like this to describe our situation more than God's availability, that is, the circumstances that would prompt us to pray. A window of opportunity, as it were. God prompts His people to act, either because He has opened a way for them to act, or because He is moving them by His Spirit to respond. But if people do not respond to pray, the opportunity might end, and the Lord might no longer prompt confession. When people are made aware of their sins, then they should pray for forgiveness. If they do not, then divine discipline may fall on them. In other words, at the time of finding refers to our conviction by the Spirit that we need to pray to God, and that sense may be intense or it may grow cold, depending on whether we pray and confess our sins or if we rebel. As Psalm 95 reminds us, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank You for Your Word. You speak over us peace and courage, for You are present with us, the author of all creation, and we can trust You. Thank You, Lord, for revealing Yourself in Your Word, confirming once again that You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the King enthroned. You sit at the right hand of God the Father. And that in communion with You is where we grow in fellowship, in understanding of who You are, and in adoration for all that you are and have done. We pray along with the psalmist today, Lord, cleanse our hearts. Thank you for covering our sin. Thank you for not remembering it anymore. We recognize you as our hiding place. You're the one that protects us from trouble, and you surround us with songs of deliverance. And so we thank you and we praise you. And we lift up to you, Lord, those in our fellowship who need a special touch today. We pray for those who are sick in body and mind and who need a special touch. We pray for healthcare workers. Encourage them, Lord, as they live in a way to help others flourish. We pray for those who are working with refugees and those who are caught in the middle of wars and conflicts. We pray for our leaders in our nation, in our cities, in our town, in our world. And we thank you, Lord, for your Spirit who convicts us of sin and righteousness. And so we just sit here for a moment, Lord, and say, show me where you are at work today or where you were at work yesterday. And help me to see the ways in which you call me to a different way of life, a different manner of speaking and living. Lord, we love you and we lift our voices to you in praise, for you are our God. May your good Spirit lead us in level paths. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.